Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. We'd certainly like to have you give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment on mining in Alaska, or maybe you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your most favorite frontier experiences. The number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. You know, I don't think once a week is often enough to have Alaska Gold Trails on the radio. I'd sure like to be back more often. But one of the things that I enjoy most about Alaska Gold Trails is, of course, the contest that we have each week. And I was trying to think of a contest that might be a little different than those that I've had in the past, and one that might have a different kind of prize associated with it. And, you know, next week I'm going to have Jim Binkley on as my guest, and I was wondering if people out there might be interested in joining me and Jim Binkley on the radio show. Generally, the way it works is that my guest and I meet at Godfather's Pizza here in Washington Plaza, and we have a little lunch and talk about their past and their history and things that they have done here in the state of Alaska. And then we come up to the radio station and come into the studio, and of course we present the interview. And so for those of you who are out there that would enjoy sharing lunch with us and coming up and sitting in the studio while I interview Jim Binkley next week, I would suggest that you be prepared to answer the following questions. As you may know, I have several sponsors here in the Fairbanks area. I have five sponsors who are the people who support the program, and these are truly sponsors. They're not just advertisers, but they truly support Alaska Gold Trails financially. And then we have a couple of other sponsors that support Alaska Gold Trails through gifts in the form of prizes. So if you would like to join us here on Alaska Gold Trails next week, as we interview Jim Binkley, have lunch with us, then you might be ready to answer this question. Name the five sponsors that I have that support Alaska Gold Trails financially. And while you're thinking of those five sponsors, something tells me we already have somebody that thinks they have this answer ready. Hi, you're on the air with Alaska Gold Trails.
You want the five sponsors?
I want the five sponsors.
Let me see. You have Tip Top Chevrolet, Oxford Assang, Alaskan Prospectors in the store, Hector's Welding. I think you have more than five. Gabe's Truck and Auto, B&L Pawn Shop, the Days Inn of Anchorage.
Can I ask you a question?
Can you ask me a question?
Yes.
Yes.
Is Days Inn in Fairbanks or is it in Anchorage?
It's in Anchorage.
Okay, I need five sponsors. The five sponsors.
In Fairbanks.
That's right.
Oh, Days Inn is in Anchorage. I didn't listen carefully enough.
Okay, so you gave a good try. I'll tell you what, since you gave us such a good try, I'll give you a silver ingot.
I like that very much.
You gave a good try. Why don't you stop up here and collect a silver ingot, a certificate for a silver ingot, and then pop over to Oxford Assaying and Refining.
Uh-huh.
You know where they're located?
Oh, yes. I go to the station first to get the certificate, and then I go to Oxford Assaying. Right?
Have you done this before?
No, I haven't, but I've been wanting one of those silver ingots. They're on 208 Wendell, and you say 802 Wendell once in a while.
I do?
Uh-huh.
How can you accuse me of such a thing?
I've heard you do it.
You've heard me do it?
Uh-huh.
I say 802 Wendell?
Huh?
But they're located at where?
208.
208 Wendell.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me a little bit more about Oxford, since you know exactly where they're at. What do they have over there?
Well, I know that when you call this certain number, they tell you how much gold and silver and platinum is. I know my husband calls them every day to see what it is.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, good for him. Yeah. Tell me something else. Do you know that they are known in this town as the precious metals people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That.
Well, then tell me why.
Like if you have some gold, they'll go in and assay it for you, and they guarantee they'll get it done in so many hours.
So many hours?
Yeah, like 6 hours, I think. Uh-huh.
Or days.
No, 6 hours.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And tell me, can you go in there and buy gold and silver?
Yes.
And can you buy gold and silver investment?
Buy jewelry. They don't have any jewelry, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to tell you about that. They just put in a new case with some jewelry in it. I think that's fascinating. It's a beautiful new case.
I do, too, but I've never seen it.
Well, when you go up there to pick up your silver ingot, you can take a look at it. I'm sure that you'll find something in there that will just fascinate you. They're very special kinds of gifts.
So I better take some money with me.
Well, if you want the jewelry, I suspect that you'll find that it's very valuable, high-quality jewelry, but not as expensive as you might think.
So stop
in over at Oxford Assaying and Refining.
At 208 Wendell.
Yeah, 208 Wendell. And by the way, do you know their phone number by any chance?
Oh, I certainly do. I do. Let me see. 456-3967.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. 456-3967. That's their number. Okay? Thank you very much for the call. Well, the question once again is, I want to know who the five sponsors in Fairbanks are that provide this program, Alaska Gold Trails, for us. And our number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Hi, you're on the air.
Didn't she give you five plus the one down in Anchorage?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I'm sorry she didn't.
Oh, I thought it was the...
It's the five paid sponsors I'm after.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. She gave you a tip-top Chevrolet. She gave you five.
What's the answer?
Well, I don't have the five because I just know that Hector's Welding and the Oxford Assaying and the B&L Pawn Shop and the tip-top Chevrolet and Gates Truck and...
You got it, my friend.
Well,
she gave
you those.
Huh?
She gave you those, plus the one in...
As a matter of fact, she slipped up one.
Oh, okay.
And, but you didn't.
Huh.
So you have successfully answered the question.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you did.
Oh.
So, I'll tell you what is your name?
Chuck Nelson.
Chuck Nelson.
Hmm.
Well, Chuck, I'll tell you, if you'd like, why don't you meet me at... Godfather's Pizza in Washington Plaza on next Thursday at 10 minutes to 12. We'll have some lunch. Jim Binkley will be in shortly after that. We'll have a little talk with Jim Binkley, and then we'll come up and you can sit in the station and see how it works.
All right.
Okay, George.
Thanks a lot.
And by the way, in case you don't know what I look like, I'll just be sitting there waiting for you in the front row of tables adjacent to the order bar in Godfather's Pizza.
Sounds great.
Okay, George, thanks for the call.
Chuck,
I'm sorry.
Chuck,
I got it.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You, Chuck.
When you want the best deal, there's just one place to see. See if it's Ford, Lincoln, Mercury.
Fairbanks knows where the best deals are. We've got your brand new car.
That's why people everywhere still come here.
Hello? You're on the air. I think they gave up on us. Well, as I told you folks, today we're here with Shorty Zucchini, an old-timer here in the Fairbanks area, and my very special guest. Shorty, welcome to Alaska Gold Trail today.
I'm very happy to be with you here, Jim Madonna. It's a real pleasure. And share some of my experiences after 40 continuous years up here in the north, which is just like finding paradise in my thinking, which it is, and been very happy years. And I wish I could share every minute that I've had, the good parts and the bad parts. That made it sort of a variety, you could say. And Jim, what would be probably more interesting in my my career in Alaska? I want to say this. Until I come to Alaska, I was pretty free. I was really a bum. I traveled all over. But after I got here, I kind of settled down and had these continuous wonderful years with the fine people in the north that I never knew. And I traveled over a good part of the world and met so many of these people. But none of them compare with Alaska. I don't know whether it's at 50 below that makes people so kind and so considerate of their neighbor. It's just great. It's just a revelation, you know. And, since I've been up here in these many years, I've traveled all over the state. I say, generally speaking, all over the state in all directions from Fairbanks. Fairbanks has always been my headquarters, as you could say. And
Shorty, they call you Junior. Some of the old-timers around here call you Junior.
Well, most of the juniors, and I'm only 78, you know.
Yeah, where were you born, Shorty?
I was born in a rough and ready situation in St. Louis, Missouri. And, you know, to have this experience to go from the blacktop to the wilderness up here in Alaska has been fantastic. But after you've done this, I've done it in good company at different times. Old prospectors, you know, I'm not old yet. But anyway,
What made you leave the blacktop? I mean, what was it?
I'll tell you. For some unknown reason, I can't explain that, but there was a dissatisfaction of living with all the big community there, and I guess that's one way of expressing that, getting out here and knowing nature. This is the answer, Jim. This is what really gave me everything that lifestyle will provide for somebody. So I can say that I feel in my own mind and heart that I've been one of the most, I appreciate what Alaska, the people, have provided for me. It's been most happy, and I.
You think you were fortunate to have arrived in Alaska?
Beg your pardon?
You think you're fortunate that you arrived in Alaska for some unknown reason?
I really didn't know what living was until I come to Alaska, and I've been over a good part of the world, as I said.
Well, where did you go? You said you were a bum.
I was pretty free. I never had any. There was no control, so I just...
Nobody had any control over you.
Nobody did, see? Yeah.
Has anybody ever had any control over you?
Well, I'll tell you, generally speaking, no, I never really had any... That's my downfall, but it had some good results, too. I feel like I've benefited by that. I never went to school. Philosophical type of thing, you know. This is what comes to you when you travel out there. We're only the bears and the bees and
mosquitoes.
A bug or two around there. You cause you to think your life over a little bit. But that's good. In the long haul, it's given me a freedom of mind, and I enjoy and appreciate every day, every minute. What more can I have than that? I believe in spiritual life. That's true. But I also am very strong in the fellowship and the love. That's that word. You can accept that any way you want to. But it's the care that you have for your brothers, that Alaskan. That's what's made me love everybody in Alaska, is they share this affection for their brother.
Let me ask you this question, sir. When you first came to Alaska, was there a camaraderie among all the pioneers that were up here. What year was that that you came here?
That was 1947. Yeah.
You got here a year before me, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, you're really a cheechocker in my eyes, Jim.
Yeah, Shorty. Tell me, by the way, we ought to tell the listening audience that we're here with Shorty Zucchini, and if you'd like to talk to Shorty or ask Shorty a question about history in Alaska, I'm sure he'd welcome your call. The number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. By the way, Shorty, you've done a lot of mining, a lot of prospecting. You've been around the state a lot. Have you ever heard of Hector's Welding?
I briefly know Mr. Hector. But anyone that sees what Mr. Hector has done in his prefabrication of mining equipment plus everything else, I'll tell you, it's perfection. So that's about the only experience that I can tell you about Hector Welding. It's super good. And Mr. Hector really ramrods a good job, believe me. I see it. You can go out there and look at his installation, and you come up with appreciation of good workmanship.
You know, Shorty, if Bill Wally hears you giving that kind of an ad for a guy, you know, he might give you my job. I'm worried now. I mean, I have a little problem with job security when you start doing things like that.
Well, Jim, I don't think you, you know, I never, I'm kind of shaky, see, but, you know, I never heard you something like this. I'll confess, I never heard your program before, and I didn't know what I was missing. But, you know, but Jim, I think it's wonderful that you are sharing experiences of people who have been here a long time. And that's, to me, that's the real thing. I don't go for this artificial stuff that you might see on the boob tube. I like the real thing. Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's take a little break here, okay?
Each morning during Problem Corner, hear all the latest developments live from Valdez, Monday through Saturday with Pat Lynn and Kerry Anderson. They'll bring you up to date on the latest inside details on the oil spill, what's being done and how. The Valdez Report, every morning during Problem Corner in the 10 o'clock hour. It's brought to you live in the public interest by Rothmeyer Optical in West Valley Plaza and by Jean's Chrysler Plymouth Dodge at 1804 South Cushman. Celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Fairbanks North Star Borough when GTE Directories Corporation sponsors the GTE Silver Summer Celebration. This gala celebration features an antique carousel, an organ never before displayed in Fairbanks. The streets will be closed off and circus tents will provide day-long entertainment come rain or come shine. Spend Saturday in celebration and enjoy the activities perfect for the entire family. That's this Saturday, May 20th, in the Golden Heart Park area, the GTE Silver Summer Celebration.
I'd like to take a minute to let all my friends here in the interior of Alaska know about the Days Inn Motel in Anchorage, Alaska. Whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, at the Days Inn Anchorage, you can expect personal service, quality accommodations, and affordable rates. Some of the conveniences that you will expect to find at the Days Inn include an airport limousine, airport courtesy telephone, a 24-hour restaurant, free local calls, and get this, an exercise facility, and of course, a lounge. Now, Days Inn is located, centrally located, at 321 East 5th Avenue. That's 5th and Cordova in Anchorage, Alaska. For reservations, you need but to call their toll-free number at 1-800-325-2525. Once again, their toll-free number is 1-800-325-2525. And tell them you heard about them from Jim on Alaska Gold Trails right here on KFAR Radio. As a follow-up on that comment regarding Hector's, Shorty, I'd like to point out that Hector's is located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway, and if you want information regarding the mining equipment fabrication, which of course is Hector's specialty, you could give them a call at 488-6432. Once again, the number is 488-6432, and talk to the folks out there. I'm sure they can answer just about any question you have regarding the fabrication of sluice boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and perhaps screening plants. And of course, you should know that they fabricate specialized riffles and punch plate as well for the interior portion of the sluicing systems. Shorty, you were saying that you traveled all over the country and you've had a pretty good life. You were free, and but there was a time that you weren't quite so free, and that was the time that you went into the service.
Would you, again, Jim, repeat, please?
The time that you went into the service. Tell us about that.
The service?
Yes, your service.
You mean wartime?
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you, like all people who want to assume some responsibility and obligation to our country, our wonderful country, every day I'm more thankful that I'm American when the rest of the world has such a terrible time getting together or even realizing what humanity is. We're very fortunate. Well, anyway, into World War II, I felt like all Americans do, that if I can do a little bit for my country, that's it. So I had some Navy training. I wound up in the Merchant Marine. I sailed on tankers, mostly with Standard Oil, and which were very good. Seen a good part of the Pacific and many places, met many people. That was very interesting. However, when the hostilities terminated, I was ready to quit. I'm not a natural sailor, and I'm a landlubber, as they say. A landlubber, yeah. Well, okay, now...
Well, following the service, then, is that when you came to Alaska?
Yeah, I took a vacation in sunny California, and then I start thinking about all the treasures that might be up here in Alaska, which I did find, I'm happy to say.
You found some treasure.
But the amusing part of it is I was carrying these treasures around with me and didn't realize it. Yeah, believe it, believe me or not.
How did you get here, Shorty?
At that time, in 1947, there was a small outfit that had prop planes. We didn't have no jets, you know. And, of course, I signed up. But I got around round-trip fare on that one, and just in case things wouldn't work out. But I knew that I hit my high peak in life when just right after I left, landed here, met some of these wonderful Alaska people, whom I've never met the light of, are the same any place in the world, believe me or not. And I don't know why the people are different unless it's putting snowshoes on and knowing what 60 below is, and dark nights or freezing my feet or having these adult mosquitoes bite the hell out of me, you know.
They're tough, buddy.
When you put all this together, It changes your life, Jim.
Yeah. And
you know,
it creates that wonderful atmosphere that you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
60 below. Mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that the Tourist Information Bureau would love to have your ad on that one.
Oh, yeah. There's a few of the relatives around here. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you ever use that other half of that ticket to go back out?
No, I tore it up.
Is that a fact?
To tell you the truth, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And
so you never used it?
No.
You know, some guy said he went way out in the bush one time.
Yeah.
And he says he got way out there, and it was like 50 miles from anywhere, up a river by boat, and then he had to hike in 10 miles someplace.
Yeah.
He had a pax, and he had help with some friends.
Yeah.
They were out prospecting, and they walked into this canyon, and there was Shorty Zucchini down there staking some claims ahead of him.
All that
could have happened.
That's possible. Yeah.
What was Fairbanks like when you got here?
Well, I'll tell you, it was just like a wide place in the road. Nobody even thought about Airport Road. And if you went from Fairbanks, they were building Eielson. It was called 22 Mile at that time. Now, if you went from what was then Fairbanks out to 22 Mile, if you got out there with a flat tire, without a flat tire, you had a good mark. You really had an achievement,
yeah.
See? And it really wasn't a gravel road. It was more like a stone road. Sometimes you had to push these roads out of the way if they were in your way, see?
I see.
And same way out to a place called Big Delta. Yeah.
Is that right? Was Big Delta, that Rika's Roadhouse, was that operating at that time? It Big Delta?
What was the name of it?
Rika's Roadhouse?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I don't exactly recall, but I know there was quite Donnelly Dome and two or three others out there. They were popular stops, you know.
You said you've been all around Alaska, but Fairbanks was your focal area.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I, for one reason or another, it's been my favorite headquarters, so to speak.
In Fairbanks, Alaska, when you first got here, were the roads paved or were they mostly?
Oh, no. I don't think there was even a trail out to where we are here, out at out on Airport Road, out here by University Center or whatever you want to call it here.
There was nothing. There was just a trail. It was,
no,
it was
no,
the airport.
I don't recall even a good trail. Probably a dog team, and I don't know why we don't go back to the dog teams. What do we need all this oil for and all this stuff and all these fancy cars? Just think of the fun of the dog teams and sweet saw and an axe and cut all the wood you want for heat. How can you beat that?
Can't beat it, Shorty. Tell me something. When you came here, was there a lot of dog teams around? Was the dog dog racing?
There was a lot of them. You couldn't really make it without a dog. I didn't have one, but I had a lot of dogs. I love animals, sure. Yeah. But there was a lot of dog teams around. And
did they compete? Did they race?
Oh yeah, sure. That was a fun thing. One of them.
Yeah.
And of course. All this oil stuff has ruined everybody's life, corrupted people's lives. You know, all the snow machine and all this stuff here. Man, we're going to pot, I'll tell you.
Are you trying to tell me that we should all go back to dog teams so that we can go out and search for those valuable minerals?
Yes, sir. I tell all these people who are in here stealing our oil and down there ruining our beauty, our country, I'm going to send them back on the East Coast where they belong. And if some of them come up here, I doubt if any of them come up here anyway.
I think this is very interesting, Shorty. Maybe I ought to tell the listening audience that if they'd like to call and ask you a question about your philosophy, that our number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255, and they're certainly welcome to call us. And tell me something. Shorty, did you ever work in a drift mine?
Yes, I did. I know what it is. I was a little shaky when I first got broke into that. But, you know, you work in there, you wonder if the ceiling's going to be on you. But after you spend some time in it, that doesn't seem to matter at all. No.
Yeah.
So,
I've had some experiences working at one of the more modern drift mines that was developed during the, more recently, but was developed on the with the basics of the old-time drift mining method, and it was like stepping back into history when I looked down the drift of the mine, keeping in mind that the gold was distributed at the interface of the gravels and bedrock down there. These chaps had dropped a shaft some 35 feet to bedrock and then drifted out laterally and found the pay streak and was hauling the gold-bearing gravels to the surface, and of course, when they hauled the gold-bearing gravels to the surface, they stacked it in a large pile and then waited for the spring, which would bring, of course, the thaw and ultimately the water that was used for sluicing the gravels, and then they had their payday. That's about basically what went on in the early days, isn't it, Shorty?
Oh, yeah. I mean, very definitely so. And, it appeared to me I always had the thought that the simple life that we knew back then was we didn't miss anything. I believe people were generally so satisfied with their lifestyle up here, I couldn't believe it would be any other way, no.
Shorty, I want to take a moment out to talk about B&L Pawn Shop. B&L Pawn Shop, you know, they have dynamite deals, and they take consignment goods, and if they don't sell it, you don't pay them any commission. On the other hand, they loan, they buy, sell, trade, and deal. They've got cameras, stereos, gold, TV, video, jewelry, tools, guitars, guns, and car stereos. And if you need a grub stake, you know, stop over at B&L Pawn Shop. They're located at 605 Gaffney, corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Their phone number is 452-3063 or 452-6491. Once again, their phone number is 452-3063 or 452-6491. And tell Killer you heard about their ad here on Alaska Gold Trails, and she'll sweeten the deal. And right now, I'd also like to talk just a little bit about my friends over at Gabe's Truck and Auto. And you know where they're located? Gabe's Truck and Auto is located at 2058 Donald Road. And, of course, I'd also like to point out that all these sponsors have been with me on Alaska Gold Trails for the 2 years that we've had the show on the radio. Gabe's Truck and Auto, of course, is been recognized by the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce by receiving their prestigious Raven About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. Gabe's has two large shops and eight mechanics on hand to serve you, and you know, with that much attention, that you're going to get your car back in a hurry and you're going to have fast, courteous service. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, folks, Gabe's is a one-stop service center. And keep this in mind, something that I always like to comment on. As far as I know, Gabe's Truck and Auto initiated the no-pass, no-pay policy when it comes to IM inspection. That's right, if you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's. So, you can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metro Field, or give them a call at 456-6156. Once again, that's 456-6156. Shorty, tell us a little bit more about your prospecting and mining activity in the interior of Alaska. You say Fairbanks was the core that you worked out of. You went up. Did you work up in the Chandelier area in the Brooks Range?
I did. Yes, I did do a minor amount of work and activity up there. Another beautiful, isolated, remote place in Alaska. And anyone that hasn't had the opportunity to see these natural beauty, I certainly encourage them to do there.
And did you work with some of the other young guys that were up there, like Ernie Wolf and some of those chaps?
Ernie is, matter of fact, let's say I was fortunate enough to introduce Ernie up there and his activity up there, Coal Creek. And Ernie does a good job, and he's a little opinionated like I am, like all Alaskans eventually get if they stick around long enough, you know what I mean? But Ernie's a good guy anyway. I like him.
Yeah? And is Ernie working now as a consultant someplace, or is he?
I don't know, but he might be up there at the mine now. I'm not sure about this, but I'm going to take a chance and send him a little refreshment up there and maybe a little snuff and a couple little things that Ernie likes to go on, you know.
I see. Well, that's a good idea, and
yeah.
I'm sure that's kind of a traditional character about the old-time Alaskans, that they send gifts and things that people might need out in the bush environment.
Yeah, you got to keep that in mind, Jim, if you want to be a regular, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you got to keep it in mind.
Yeah.
In fact, as I've had some experiences where things arrived unexpectedly, and I certainly did enjoy receiving some of the gifts that you old-timers have sent me when I was out in the bush.
Well, Jim, that's a surprise to me. I always figured you were the blacktop prospector. I didn't know you ever left Fairbanks. This is amazing. Well, I'm glad to know it anyway, Jim.
Well, tell me, what is a blacktop prospector?
Well, that's a blacktop prospector has to have a vehicle to take him drive right up to the sluice box. That's a blacktop miner. See what I mean? He's got to have a paved road to get right where he's mining. You know what I mean?
And you thought I was a blacktop prospector?
Yeah, that's right. I thought you, I couldn't associate you any other way, Jim.
That's because of my frail build and because I'm short.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's partly
it. I want to tell this listening audience, I want to talk about you. Folks, if you would like to ask Shorty Zucchini a question, put him on the spot, do anything you want. You give us a call right here, 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Shorty's just waiting here to answer your questions. And until you call, we're going to listen to a couple of these things.
When you want the best deal, there's just one place to be. Beacon Ford, Lincoln, Mercury.
According to R.L. Polk Company, about one out of every three new cars and trucks sold in Fairbanks last year was bought at Seekins Ford, Lincoln, Mercury. And that many people can't be wrong. So if you're considering a new car or truck, come see us and go with the winner.
The best deal anywhere is right here. I think it's for Lincoln Mercury.
Country Kitchen invites you to come and view a free cooking demonstration. Eileen Long, a factory representative from Commercial Aluminum Cookware, will be in Fairbanks Friday, May 19th at the Country Kitchen in Washington Plaza to demonstrate her professional skill and answer questions on the care and use of Cathalon cookware. Eileen will demonstrate stir-frying Friday evening from 4 to 7 p.m. and answer questions on the processing of anodized aluminum cookware and its care. Complimentary coffee and tea will be served. Country Kitchen in Washington Plaza Mall.
3CI presents the Alascom Shuffle.
Who drops the rates outside and raises rates in state? Manipulates the difference so it's hard to calculate. Who does the money shuffle turning everything around? Monopoly is doing great. They do the whole financial whole. They do the whole to keep the competition out. Yeah.
Shorty. Tell us about some of your experiences in Alaska. Have you had any encounters with bears or ice problems or airplane crashes? Have you narrow escapes or something of that nature?
Well, you know, I've been in my style up here. I've been real close to grizzly bears, and I often wonder why they were so friendly. But they were, you know. Because maybe it was because they didn't think it was I was big enough to be interesting. But anyway, I generally had a good relationship with the bears, and I've had a few close ones. I was thankful that I didn't fall through the ice a couple of times, and real close. And
came very close.
And being lost, you know, being lost is a. If you've never been lost, I'll tell you, it's a wonderful experience. I'm telling you, it really shakes you up real bad. And so...
You got a phone call there, Shorty.
Oh, all right.
One of us has a phone call.
Okay.
Hi, you're on. I guess we lost our phone call, Shorty.
Okay.
It's a wonderful experience to be lost. Tell us how it's a wonderful experience to
be lost. Well, I tell you, I was up way up north there, a couple of hundred miles on the South Fork of the Cove. Koyukuk River, and I thought I would make a short turn, cross-country deal there, and I got lost. In places there, a creek or a river might just zigzag. You'd follow it, and you'd think you were going upstream. You'd go a little ways through the bush, and here it is going in the other direction. So you really easily get lost, you know, because you don't know. You think that, well, the river's taking you up or taking you down, but that isn't the way it is in flat country. But anyway, I got lost and got pretty hungry, too. And I'll tell you, it's a kind of a weird feeling to be lost, I'll tell you for sure. Then you fall back on your spiritual life at a time like this, and you said, well, how about the supreme power? If you give me another chance to have another day, I'll be a good guy from now on. And that's the way it was. So that's part of it.
Well, yeah. You're still lost, Shorty. Did you get out of this mess? Obviously you did. But how did you get out of this
predicament? Well, I tell you, I was pretty shook up, and I almost gave up hope. You know, this builds your confidence in your and builds your spirit. I finally come to realization that if I got up into the highest peak in the general area, which I did, so getting up high, I could read the terrain, you know what I mean? So I got oriented. I had a brief idea where I was. And believe me, Jim, you have no, I can't tell you what a wonderful relief and spirit of thankfulness to be lost and then be alone and then find your way. Wonderful.
This brings us to another question. Do you think, Shorty, if you were to give somebody some advice regarding entering the wilderness of Alaska, would you suggest that they go alone, or would you suggest that they have a companion?
I'll tell you, as it developed, I've been with a lot of bears, but of course, bears are Maybe. So you really don't know. But I've got a better relationship through the years with the bears. And if you give them plenty of room and don't surprise them, why, I figure you're reasonably safe. If they've got a family, well, that's something else. You better respect that.
Would you prefer to enter the bush area with a companion?
Well, it's always better. I recommend this, but a lot of these cheechocker blacktop prospectors don't want to take that opportunity, you know what I mean. But it's all right. Being alone is lonesome, but then you overcome that. There's the beauty of the woods. Where else can Alaska, but can you enjoy this? And here you are, and look, Alaska will provide everything to sustain your energy, the salmon and various other edible animals or whatever. Even the berries you can sustain. I've made it on berries. It's kind of thin, and you you kind of keep your weight down, you know.
I see. Well, you want to travel light anyway, don't you?
Beg pardon?
You want to travel light anyway, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's right. You might as well get used to that, because if you get lost again, eases your problem.
I want to say thank you to one of our sponsors here, and that's Robbie Ginther over at Tip Top Chevrolet. He's stayed with me for 2 years. Of course, everybody knows that Tip Top Chevrolet, as Chuck pointed out earlier today, is one of the five major sponsors of this program. They're located at 1916 South Cushman, and their phone number is 452-8211. And there's something a little bit family style about the Ginther Chevrolet Buick business, and that is that they've been in business for 32 years, and it's been owned and operated by three generations of Ginthers. And Robbie Ginther at this time is the general manager of Tip Top Chevrolet Buick. And what tickles me is when I see Robbie on television, he always reminds me of a big brother or something. And I'm looking at this young kid and I think he's a big brother. But one of the ads that he's had on just recently, it goes something like this. He says, "You've never driven anything like the 1989 full-size Chevy pickup available right now at Tip Top Chevrolet. It's the hardest working pickup with the longest regular cab in Chevrolet history. And it's got a new chassis system, a new aerodynamic shape with a new rear wheel anti-lock brake system and Instatrack shipped on the fly on the four-wheel drive. The 1989 full-size Chevy pickup. It's new, it's exciting, and it's here in Fairbanks at Tip Top Chevrolet, your Chevy Team Alaska dealer. Drop on over and take a look. And don't forget, folks, buckle up with Tip Top Chevrolet. That's Tip Top Chevrolet, 1916 South Cushman, phone 452-8211. You tell Robbie you heard about him right here on Alaska Gold Trail from Jim Madonna. Shorty, tell us a little bit more about some of the prospecting adventures you've had. Have you staked a lot of claims in Alaska?
Yes, I did. There's been several instances where I would stake some claims and then I would move away from that area and discover something that was more promising or better. And so it's just been until not too long ago, I discovered the greatest of treasures. Can you believe that? The greatest of treasures. I feel like I have more than anybody else that I can even think about or know. You know,
what would that, Shorty? Let me ask this question: Do you have a message that you would like to give the public?
Well, I tell you, to every one of my dear Alaska friends, remember, number one, it's not what you put in your wallet that is going to make your life full. It's what you have built inside of you. That's my.
So you think it's what's in your heart that counts the most, is that right, Shorty?
What's in our heart and mind is the greatest treasure you'll ever know.
Uh-huh.
Even if the world was paved with gold, it would not equal that, believe me. One of the things to do, the first things to get started on my trail is go over, you might even go over to Alaska Prospectors and see Leah and get a gold, start with a gold pan. And if you don't know how, come out to Esther and we'll We'll help you. We want to share our wonderful life in Alaska. That's the beginning.
I remember one time, Shorty, that I saw you in one of the businesses here in town, and some people were asking, you know, how to gold pan and where they could gold pan, and you happened to walk through the door, and you took these people who were visitors to our state, and you took them out to Esther, and showed them how to pan gold, and they panned gold, and they were very happy with what you gave them, and you became good friends with them. And you made a comment about their living down in, what, Los Angeles?
In the general area,
yeah.
Yes.
And that you have now become good friends with them, and you go
Absolutely.
Visit them every time you get down in that area. Is that right?
That's this is what I call a treasure, Jim. There's no, when you do something that's not involved monetary, then you're in the right track. You know what I mean?
You know, Shorty, it's you're a treasure in itself.
That's
to have
right.
you here in Fairbanks, Alaska, we're very fortunate.
That's right. Extremely. Yeah.
And we're running a little close to the end of the show here, but I want to thank you, Shorty, for coming on Alaska Gold Trails with me this afternoon. And I'm certain that all the people out there that have listened to this show today appreciate you and the kind of person that you are. And I certainly respect your integrity and the kind of person you are.
Only way to go, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
As I said a little earlier, folks, next week's guest will be Jim Binkley of Riverboat Discovery fame, and Chuck will be joining us. By the way, Chuck, I'm going to check the tape on that, and if Rochelle indeed did give me all the names, I'll have her join us, and all three of us will be here next week on Alaska Gold Trails and visit with Jim Binkley. So you did bring a thought to mind, and I'll check that out, and we'll just all get together and have a good time. So with that in mind, folks, I want to thank you all for listening to Alaska Gold Trails today. It's been a pleasure, and until next week, happy prospecting. This is KFAR Radio 660 on your radio dial in Fairbanks, Alaska.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. It's a case that's drawn international attention. A 15-month-old boy in a coma, brain damage after the child had swallowed a balloon. A respirator keeping him alive. Then the father went into the hospital room, disconnected his son from the life support machines, and held hospital workers at gunpoint until his son died in his arms. 23-year-old Rudy Linares of Cicero, Illinois, was charged with murder. Now a Cook County grand jury has made a decision.
The grand jury comprised of 16 citizens of this county, and therefore truly representative of this community, has voted that Rudy Linares should not go forward to trial for removing his son from the hospital respirator.
That's the state's attorney in Cook County, so the grand jury refused to indict Rudy Linares in the mercy killing of his son. Linares says it was an ordeal.
I'm just glad everything is more or less behind me now. I want to thank everybody that sent me cards, letters, their prayers, more support.
Yesterday, the Illinois State Senate approved a bill defining death as the cessation of all brain activity. Rudy Linares did plead guilty to a charge of unlawful use of a weapon. More news after this.
Hi, folks. Hey, this is your old weather friend, Willard Scott. Any number of emergencies can occur, so be well prepared with a Rayovac Workhorse Lantern from True Value Hardware, your store of first choice. This 6-volt lantern for just $11.49 features a spotlight, floodlight, and emergency flasher. And give flashlights and radios new life with a smart pack of heavy-duty Rayovac batteries. Choose a 6-pack of C or D cells or an 8-pack of AA's for just $2.39 at participating True Value Hardware stores.
To give you dudes like a totally awesome demonstration of a Meta long-distance copier, I'm going to send myself from L.A. to the Big Apple. Okay, I've inserted myself into the machine. Here goes.
Here in the Midwest, folks prefer to call this new Meta thing a fax machine.
Why, it can send a copy just about anywhere in just 15 seconds.
We met at the New York.
Well, it was fast. Okay, I'm ready to go back to L.A.
Sorry, no time. Mita, all we make are great copiers. Call 1-800-ABC-MITA.
It was earlier this year when a gunman used an AK-47 to kill school kids and